spooky session. This is your reading for Thursday, March 28th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be in the stories. Today, I'm using Tarot by Any Means Necessary. It's my favorite. All right, let's do the thing. So the theme is the Five of Swords, a card that represents arguments, hostility, or conflict. The tool card is Death, which it's change or transformation. The obstacle is the inverted Eight of Pentacles. It's a poor quality or shoddy work. The underscore, the Nine of Wands, in this position is that you've done all you can and you've exhausted every option. The moon phase, waning gibbous, as it will be for the rest of the week. It's to prune yourself of bad habits and negative thinking. All right, the cookie saga continues. The question today, are you going to send me some cookies? We'll see at the end. All right, let's put this whole thing together. The shit show continues, sorry to say. The surface level interpretation of the theme card is external conflicts with the people around you. More specifically, the people with whom you collaborate in pursuit of common interests. Does not necessarily have to be workmates. Could be other things too. But in the theme position, this card isn't just of the conflict itself, but also the fallout that results from those conflicts in the form of damaged reputation and relationships. So the implication of this card is like ruthless ambition could be the cause of these arguments, but there are other possibilities that I'll get to in the obstacle. So regardless, the theme poses the question of, given all of these conflicts, arguments, fights, whatever you're having, and if you're winning these battles, are you actually winning the war? And this card is usually a sign that you're not, even if you think you are. The tool to get out of this whole fucking mud hole is really simple, and that's change. The death card often is mistakenly taken literally, but it's actually a very powerful and very positive card to get. In the context of a reading, death suggests transformation, changing, growing, or evolving. The old version of something needs to die for the new, better version to come to life. So if life is currently filled with lots of negativity, of which we're the likely cause, that version of us needs to die to leave that way of, I don't know, living of that type of perspective or mentality behind. The obstacle card, in the context of the reading, plays, I think, a couple of roles. The first is the tie-in that I mentioned with the theme card. The inverted Eight of Pentacles is a card that suggests that we're not putting our best effort into what we're doing, and we're trying to deliver the most minimally viable product, and that is causing confrontations with others. Like, we're trying to do the bare minimum, and a lot of people are not happy with it. The second interpretation of the obstacle is still in the motif of shoddy workmanship, but it applies to the tool card. A lot of times when we want to make really big changes, there's an understandable desire to want to skip the hard part and get to the end where everything is hunky-dory. Unfortunately, when it comes to making major life changes, you have to, you know, make major life changes. There are no shortcuts, no skipping ahead, no cheats, tricks, or anything that you can think of. You just have to put in the work. So the moon phase aligns with this perfectly, in that this is the best time to prune the negativity and make serious changes for the better. The underscore frames the thing pretty well. If you have, in the sense that if you've done all you can in whatever it is that you're currently pursuing, for better or worse, you've done all you can. It's time to pull back, recuperate, reassess what you're doing, or move on to something else. That's what the card means generally. But I think in the context of the entire reading, it's probably a sign to start looking for new endeavors, or to continue your endeavors in a new place or with new people. All right, the stone today, it's a good one. The green aventurine, it's a good one for personal growth and healing of the heart. So, you know, if you've been being an insufferable asshole, this is perfect. This is a perfect one for you. That's it for today. If you have any questions or comments, 833-LUX-PODS. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you would like to look into a personal reading, lbxmedia.net/spooky. And if you scroll down the page, there's a little form to fill out. I put up some pictures so you can review the deck art. You picking the deck art is actually, I think, an important part of it. And what else? LBXmedia.net in general. Just all the other shit that we get up to. LBXmedia.net on social media. That's the name. That's the handle. If you can't find it, we're not on it. If you have a box of cookies, the coin flip is a yes. You are sending me some cookies. Well, weekend's coming up. There is some excellent boxing coming up, so check out the boxing B-sides. Look that up wherever it is you're listening to this, and you'll I'll school you up on all kinds of punchy sports. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. Same ookie time, same spooky place.